Hi, this is Coach Hall, and welcome to the lesson that is very important that you do these things or you know these things before we commit to taking the remainder of this course. These are some things that we need to know prior to this course, or at least have some understanding about. Now, there is an ACT beginner course that I've produced, and it's out there, and it's a bestseller at this point. So a good number of you will probably be just moving over from that course and jumping into this course, and you're full ready. You're ready to go. Others of you may have picked up some of the resource materials similar to what I have subscribed or prescribed in this course and other courses, or something similar that gives you some fundamental understanding of ACT. So you're ready for the advanced course. So it's not a prerequisite that you take my beginner course, but you do need to have some fundamental understanding. And so what I want to do is just show you what it is that we really request of you to have in terms of knowledge prior to taking this course. So we're going to look at the first thing, which is the map of choice, just understanding that your life and the client's life is all about choices. We're making choices all the time. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is that we are programmed or conditioned in such a way that we don't realize that these are conscious choices. A lot of these are subconscious choices. And we talked about spend busy, which is the idea that a lot of us fall into that may come to you and act later on in their own personal journey after they've tried a number of things and they just can't seem to figure out why they're not moving ahead in life, which is basically people who are, they look like they've got everything in order. They're taking their yoga classes, man. They're physically fit. They're doing all the things that they're supposed to do whenever they get stressed out, and they have a very busy life, right? They're trying to climb the corporate ladder, perhaps, maybe trying to raise some children or start a new business or whatever is going on. It's creating a lot of stress. And rather than doing some of these other things that people do that aren't so healthy for you when they get stressed out, they're doing healthy things. The problem is at some point they take a step back and go, I'm not getting anywhere in life. We call this spend busy. The other two things that tend to happen to people that you will likely see as clients would be a person who's just sort of emotionally overwhelmed. We call this emotional doom, where it's just negative emotions all the time. It's just wearing down on them. They're just emotionally in a bad place. And there could be any number of things happening there. This is where your anxiety and your depression cases are going to come from. Then you're going to have folks that are just kind of stuck, mentally stuck. They just don't have an answer. They tend to be a little bit more left brain oriented, if you will, maybe sort of the accountant type of personality, but they just seem like they don't have any answers, and they're starting to slip more into the emotional realm, which doesn't make them feel comfortable whatsoever, and they need some help. I need some answers. Give me some answers before I get into that uncomfortable area. So the map of choice is something we need to understand fully when we get into this next level, which is becoming an ACT coach. We did an introduction to 6FIM, which is talking about utilizing the understanding of ACT and some other disciplines as well as a preventative, a proactive, a wellness way of working with clients. So this is a whole nother arena for you folks. Most people are going to come to you because they have problems. You might be in a situation where the market's a little bit down. Now you can just go out in there and say, hey, who wants to really put themselves in a position to where they won't have problems in the future? We're all going to have some problems, but how do you best prepare for the storms in life that are surely to come at some point? This is a whole other market and a powerful tool to use. In addition to ACT is 6FIM, and we talked about that. Choices are our mindset. That's something else we dug into that touches on some of the emotional aspects like guilt and shame and some things that happen to us early in life that start to frame and shape our self-esteem, our self-concept. And we looked at the history of ACT. Where did it all start? We looked at the origins and the initial frameworks, the hexaflex, the triflex. What is psychological flexibility? We covered all that. You're going to need to know those things taking this course. We looked at some tools that you're going to be using in this course, like Foursquare, the Matrix, and Choice Point. In particular, Choice Point. In our demonstration, we're going to really be digging into this Choice Point tool. Breakdown of the 6 points of the ACT hexaflex. We broke them down in an overview kind of way, in the basics, and now that's going to prepare you for what we're going to be doing in this course, which is to really, almost under a microscope, look at these things, why it is that we need to focus in on these six areas. The six categories of cognitive fusion, those are the things that we need to know going into this, because now we're not just identifying the problems that are out there, but now we're going to be looking in this course at some of the techniques we can use to help people remove these obstacles, because that's really all they are. They're just obstacles. Six core pathologies of psychological rigidity, a number of ACT terms, and a few Star Family coaching terms. You're going to hear them repeated here. How to get unhooked. We're going to dig into that even deeper. What does that mean? Well, if you took any ACT course before, especially the beginner course, you'll know what that means. ACT flow, and then we wrapped up ACT in the beginner sense. So really, what you should be able to do for yourself, even before you get to the helping side of things, when you're helping others and becoming a coach yourself, is you should have the skill set to be a practitioner. You should not just be a talker, you should be the walker. You should walk the talk before you start to teach that talk. And so that's the big takeaway here. Learn the basics, start using the practitioner side of things, because that's what we focused on in the beginner course. Take that understanding with you and use that as momentum moving towards this idea of now you're going to be the life coach that's going to go out and help other people using ACT.